యశోదానందన వ్రజధన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారి గోపీధన వల్లవా గిరివరదారి శోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారి రాధామాధవా కుంజ విహారి జయ రాధామాధవా కుంజ విహారి
పాద పరమహంస ప్రవరాజుగాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమతి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సేకహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాక్ష్యామ కుండ రాధా కొండగిరి గోవర్ధన్కి రజభూమి బృందావన ధామ్కి మథురాధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురిధామ్కి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి శ్రీ మాయాపూర్ నవద్వీప్ ధామ్కి గంగమ యమునమయ్యకి భక్తిదేవి తులసిదేవికి సమవేత భక్త బృందకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగరున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితాశ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शबानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो 19th चैप्टर व्हाट इज द टेक्स्ट रिटन देयर 12 सो 11 डजंट हैव अ परपोर्ट वी विल स्टिल रीड द 11th वर्स सतन्निकेतं परिमृश्य शून्यम् अपश्यमाना कुपितो ननाद क्ष्मांद्यां दिशखं विवरान् समुद्रान् विष्णुं विचिन्वन् नददर्श वीरः अपॉन सीइंग दैट रेजिडेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु वाज वैकेंट Hiranyakashipu began searching for Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, and all the caves and oceans. But Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. 12th verse. अपश्यन्यति होवाच मयान्विष्टमिदं जगत् भ्रातृहा मे गतो नूनं यतो नावर्तते पुमान् अपश्यन्यति होवाच मयान्विष्टमिदं जगत् भ्रातृहा मे गतो नूनं यतो नावर्तते पुमान् अपश्यन्निति होवाच मयान्विष्टमिदं जगत् भ्रातृहा मे गतो नूनं यतो नावर्तते पुमान्
Thank you. अवश्यन्यति होवाच भ्रातृहामे गतो नूनम्
अपश्यन् नॉट सीइंग हिम इति इन दिस वे ह उवाच अटर्ड मया बाय मी अन्विष्टम हैज बीन सॉट इदम द होल जगत यूनिवर्स भ्रातृः लॉर्ड विष्णु हु किल द ब्रदर मे माय गतः must have gone noonam indeed yatah from where na not avartate comes back puman a person translation and purport by his divine grace ese bhaktivedanta swami prabhupada shri prabhupada ki unable to see him Hiranyakashipu said I have searched the entire universe but I could not find vishnu who has killed my brother Therefore, he must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns. Within brackets, in other words, he must have now be dead. Purport. Atheists generally follow the Buddha philosophical conclusion that at death everything is finished. Hiranyakashipu, being an atheist, thought this way. Because Lord Vishnu was not visible to him, he thought that the Lord was dead. Even today, Many people follow the philosophy that God is dead, but God is never dead. Even the living entity who is a part of God never dies. Na jayate mriteva kadachin. For the soul there is never birth or death. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita 2:20. Even the ordinary living entity never takes birth or dies. What then is to be said of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the chief of all living entities? He certainly never takes birth or dies. Ajopisan avyayatma, Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Both the Lord and the living entity exist as unborn and inexhaustible personalities. Thus, Hiranyakashipu's conclusion that Vishnu was dead was wrong. And then Prabhupada moves to another theme in the next para. As indicated by the words, yato navartate puman, there is certainly a spiritual kingdom And if the living entity goes there, he never returns to this material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Tyaktva deham punarjanmana iti mameti sorjuna. Materially speaking, every living entity dies. Death is inevitable. But those who are karmis, jnanis and yogis return to this material world after death. Whereas bhaktas do not. Of course, if a bhakta is not completely perfect, He takes birth in the material world again, but in a very exalted position, either in a rich family or a family of purest brahmanas, shuchinam shrimatam gehe, just to finish his development in spiritual consciousness. Those who have completed the course of Krishna consciousness and are free from material desire, return to the abode of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Here the same fact is stated, yato navartate puman. Any person who goes back home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. First of all, I will seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here so that I may speak something that will purify my heart and glorify the Lord and leave some valuable piece of wisdom for all of you to take home. We are reading from the chapter, Lord Begs Charity from Bali Maharaja. In this series of verses, Lord Vamana is speaking to Bali, glorifying his ancestry. Generally, when we go to beg charity from anyone, we should follow in the footsteps of Vamana. Srila Prabhupada also says that although we don't praise the material qualification of non-devotees, but if a non-devotee is willing to engage his wealth in Krishna service, that particular aspect of his life is glorifiable. Because he is sanctifying himself by connecting it all to Vishnu and he is benefiting the world also. Therefore, such a person can be appreciated, and in his lineage, if there had been people who have been giving charity, by appreciating that, we are indirectly reinforcing the habit of giving charity in him. See, your grandfather gave charity, your father gave charity, so what you should be doing? Yes, that's what is implied here. So therefore, you also should give charity, and that will make you glorious by doing so. But most amazingly, other than Prahlad in this ancestry, people like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, if any of us were asked to glorify them, I don't know what we will say. It may be difficult for us to glorify about Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, correct? But Lord Vamana is so intelligent, he is even able to glorify them also. So, in this series of verses, he speaks somewhat humorously about Hiranyakashipu. He says that Hiranyakashipu had such a vision that he could only see things externally and he could never see internally. Which means, just like in one verse it is said, Bahirarthamaninaha. Bahir means external world. Artha means purposeful. Bahir Arthamaninaha means considering the material objects of this world to be very purposeful and valuable and not able to see the soul or the sweet relationship of the soul with super soul. Not able to see that. So such people are called as Bahirarthamaninaha. Those people who see very externally. Like one class teacher was asking a question to the children, in the currency note of India, whose picture do you find? Some children said, somebody with the spectacles. And they didn't know who it was. It was actually Gandhi. But many children honestly admitted that we have never noticed it. Because when you see a currency note, we are more concerned about the value of the currency note than the person's photo there. Similarly, in the material world, especially the atheistic people are concerned about enjoying the material products of the world than seeing the person who supplied it. That is the nature. So in the same manner, Hiranyakashipu was no exception to that. He was also seeing the things of the world to enjoy the things. Therefore, he was always seeing externally. And those people who are thoughtful, they ask a question. How are all these ingredients supplied in this world? When Narada was a small boy, he asked his father Brahma, Yad Rupam, Yad Adishtanam, Yad Yat Rupam, Yat Adishtanam, Yat Samstam, Yadam Prabhu. He is asking six questions in that verse. Yat Rupam means this whole universe is having multiple characteristics. Please tell me about this. Where did it come from? Yataha Srishtam, Idam Prabhu. From where it is being constructed. Yat Samstam, on what it is resting. Yat Param, who is the supervisor of this universe? He is asking these questions. Yad Rupam, Yad Adishtana means basis. What is the basis or support for this universe? Like all of us are sitting on a floor now. Like this, what is the support for this universe? యద్ రూపం యద్ అధిష్టానం యద్ సంస్థం యత్ పరం లైక్ దట్ సిక్స్ క్వశ్చన్స్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ సో ఆఫ్టర్ ఆస్కింగ్ దిస్ హీ డిడ్ స్టాప్ హియర్ హీ టోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ బిసైడ్స్ యూ ఐ హ్యావ్ నాట్ ఎట్ సీన్ ఎనీ వన్ ఎల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఐ సీ యూ దట్ యూ సీమ్ టు బీ లైక్ ఎ సీఓ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఫింగర్ టిప్స్ కర అమలక యద్ విశ్వం విజ్ఞానాస వసితం తవ ఈ సెడ్ లైక్ అమలక ఫ్రూట్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ దిస్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ అట్ యువర్ మర్సీ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ దట్ అల్టిమేట్ గాడ్ లైక్ దట్ నారద సెడ్ టు బ్రహ్మ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆల్సో సెడ్ యద్ విజ్ఞానం యదాధారో యత్ పరస్త్వం యదాత్మక ఏకసృజసి భూతాని భూతైరేవాత్మ మాయయా హీ ఆస్డ్ యద్ విజ్ఞానం యద్ ఆధారో ఆధారం మీన్స్ సపోర్ట్ హౌ ఆర్ యూ సో నాలెడ్జబుల్ అబౌట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హౌ డు యూ సపోర్ట్ దిస్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఏకసృజసి భూతాని మీన్స్ డూ యూ అలోన్ క్రియేట్ ఆల్ ది స్పీషీస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ యూ ఓవర్సీ దమ్ అండ్ యూ డిస్ట్రాయ్ దమ్ డూ యూ డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఓన్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ అమేజింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ గేవ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ లైక్ అ స్పైడర్ క్రియేట్స్ అ వెబ్ అండ్ సిట్స్ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ కంఫర్టబ్లీ బట్ ఇట్ డజన్ గెట్ స్టక్ ఇన్ ద స్పైడర్స్ వెబ్ వైల్ ఎనీ ఫ్లై మాత్ దట్ కమ్స్ దర్ గెట్ స్టక్ సిమిలర్లీ మై ఫాదర్ యూ హవ్ క్రియేటెడ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ యూ సిట్టింగ్ కంఫర్టబ్లీ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ కన్సిడర్ యూ ద మాస్టర్ సుప్రీం మాస్టర్ సో ప్లీజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు మీ యాక్చువల్లీ వి నారద ఆస్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ బ్రహ్మాజీ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ప్రేజ్డ్ నారద అండ్ థ్యాంక్డ్ హిమ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ అడ్మానిష్డ్ హిమ్ ఆల్సో సైమల్టేనియస్లీ వై హీ డిడ్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ హీ టోల్డ్ హిమ్ మై డియర్ చైల్డ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ రిమైండింగ్ మీ ఆఫ్ మై మాస్టర్ లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ గుడ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ బికాస్ ఎనీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ షుడ్ టైమ్ టు టైమ్ థింక్ అబౌట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ హూమ్ వి ఆల్ హ్యావ్ ఒరిజినేటెడ్ ఇన్ హూస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ వి ఆల్ ఆర్ రెస్టింగ్ ఆన్ హూమ్ వీ టోటలీ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫర్ అవర్ ఫుడ్ క్లోదింగ్ షెల్టర్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ అ సూపర్ సోల్ ఇన్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ సో వన్ కెనాట్ ఫర్గెట్ హిమ్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ మొమెంట్ బట్ యూ ఆర్ హెల్పింగ్ మీ టు రిమెంబర్ హిమ్ సో ఐ థ్యాంక్ యూ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఐ విల్ చాస్టైజ్ యూ ఈ సెడ్ వై బికాస్ యూ కాల్డ్ మీ గాడ్ ఇట్స్ అ గ్రేట్ బ్లాస్ఫమీ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈ సెడ్ దట్ తస్మై నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ధీమహి ఎన్ మాయయా దుర్జయ మాం వదంతి జగద్గురు హి సెడ్ యునో ఐ ఆఫర్ మై సల్యూటేషన్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ అండ్ ద పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ నో హిమ్ కాల్ మీ ద సుప్రీం గాడ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దర్ ఫూలిష్నెస్ లైక్ దట్ హీ అడ్మానిష్డ్ హిస్ సన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ వెంట్ ఆన్ టు సే హౌ ద ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ లైక్ ద ఫైవ్ పంచమహాభూతాస్ ఎర్త్ వాటర్ ఫైర్ ఆర్ ఈథర్ and my intelligence ego and all the senses which we possess, the jnanendriyas, karmendriyas, all these things actually are the characteristics of this universe which we see. But this universe is presided by Lord Vasudeva, Narayana, who controls Maya Devi, who in turn controls three gunas, and the living entities are all haunted by the three gunas, or they are subjected to the conditioning by three gunas, due to which they cannot see the presence of Lord Vasudeva. Just like if somebody is watching a beautiful puppet show, a child may not understand how the puppet show is moving. The child may ask the mother, "Mom, is the puppet moving by itself?" Then the mom will say, "No, my dear, there is a puppeteer who is moving it, isn't it?" So short-sighted childlike people may consider that everything in this world is moving on its own. But those who are wise and intelligent, they can see that there is a hand which is activating everything. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord says that everything is moving and acting by His Supreme Will. Madhubhayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madhubhayat varishati indro dahatyagnir mrityuscharati madhubhayat. Lord says, out of fear for me, the sun is rising. The rains are showering, the death is taking its toll, and the wind is blowing. And our acharyas have given an explanation. It is not that all these things are happening due to fear of the Lord. It is not like the unhealthy fear which way the Lord intimidates the jivas or the demigods. But this fear is, the demigods fear to displease the Supreme Lord. Therefore they do everything on time. Have you ever seen one day the sun got up at 10 o'clock and came quickly in the sky, rubbing his eyes saying, sorry, I'm a little late today. You know? Maybe we have done that sometimes, getting up late, but Lord never gets up late. I mean, the sun never gets up late. It is so precise and perfect. Similarly, have you ever seen that some fellow is missed out, last 2000 years he is living and death has not yet come to him because there was a computer mistake in Yamaraja's computer, isn't it? And this fellow is still hanging around. So there are no such errors in the Lord's creation. The death is so precise, the death is taking its toll precisely on every individual and the time the expiry date is put on everybody. And precisely happens because they all serve the Lord very perfectly. Srila Prabhupada was in London. He was showing his disciples, look at that building and look at this building. So they saw that building. You know, many leaves had fallen on the rooftop and on the aisles also. Like when you see in London, all the houses have a beautiful lawn in the front and there is a aisles and the dustbins are kept outside and the vehicle comes to pick up the dustbin on time. Everything is orderly. All the houses look very identical also, similar. So in this house, the dry leaves of the tree had fallen and even the aisles was not yet cleaned and there was no light on. The house looked very unkempt and very dirty. And on this side, the disciples saw that the house was kept neat and tidy, the aisles was cleaned up, the light was on in the house, and the garden grasses were all trimmed very nicely. So Prabhupada said, what is the difference between this house and this house? So devotees immediately said, Prabhupada, in this house somebody is residing. In this house, nobody is present. Prabhupada said, yes. Similarly, this universe is like this house. He said, sun is rising, sun is setting, moon is rising, seasons are changing, flowers are blooming, you know, and trees are laden with fruits, and everything is supplied. Just like in a home, see, there is in any home, if you see, the father first of all builds the home in which people can live. Similarly, God has built the universe. Similarly, the father is the one who brings the grocery from the market. Similarly, God has supplied the grocery for us. And he arranges the house well furnished with light and everything. Similarly, God has put the, you know, tube light in the morning and night light in the evening, in the form of sun and moon, isn't it? He's arranged for the lighting system. Similarly, the father arranges for the medication of the family members. God has arranged for the medication also. And father provides nice dresses to wear. Similarly, God has given us material bodies. And father also provides all the ornaments and everything for the children to wear and beautify themselves. God has given us gold, silver, diamond, everything to beautify. In this way you will find this universe is also a home. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates while walking, he turned around and asked them, what are you all carrying with you? And his followers told him, my Lord, you told us not to carry anything. Therefore we didn't carry anything. We are walking with empty hand. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, yes, do not worry. I told you not to carry. Why? Because this universe itself is storeroom of the Lord, he said. So, just like in a house, there is a kitchen, and next to kitchen, there is a storeroom. Every house has its own respective storeroom. So, Lord Chaitanya said, because we are dependent on Krishna, this whole universe is a home built by Krishna, and the universe itself is storeroom. So, whenever you want, Krishna will supply you. Therefore, he told you not to carry, like that he said. So, in this way, the Lord's devotees see this world as one home, Vasudhayeva Kutumbakam. All the jivas are all brothers and sisters, children of the Lord, and Lord is the Father. And everything is acting and moving by His will. And that kind of vision one can get by hearing from the Vedic literature. So in the fourth canto, in the Prithu Maharaj section, one time Prithu Maharaj assembled all his citizens together. And he knew very well, prior to him was his father Vena, who was an atheist, who actually discouraged the Brahmanas from performing Vedic sacrifices. He stopped the worship of Supreme Lord and the demigods, and he wanted himself to be promoted. And therefore, many people had become spoiled. Now when Prithu became the king and he called all the people, there were also some atheists present in the assembly who were also envious of King Prithu. They were still followers of Vena. But not caring for them, Prithu Maharaj spoke to the other members of the assembly who were pious by nature and who were willing to listen about God. At the same time, he also gave opportunity for the atheistic people to turn to become theists by giving them very logical evidences of the presence of a Supreme Lord. So while addressing the assembly, he was telling them that all of you esteemed members of the assembly, you see, in this world, we can see that there are two people who perform same level of ethics and morality, but one flourishes and one does not flourish so much. Why is it so that even though two people do the same type of dharma, one has lot of wealth and one has less wealth? On the other hand, he also said, there are two people working very hard, equally hard in a company. One gets promotion, one does not get. Isn't it? Similarly, he said, not only dharma and artha, kama also. In this world, there are children who are born with a silver spoon, and there are other children born in the slum, in a poverty-stricken situation. Although both the children may have innumerable desires to fulfill in their life, their desires are not equally fulfilled. Why such disparity, why such differences exist in this world? In other words, who is the person who is creating such differences? Why he asked this question to them? Because the atheistic people there were under the notion that there is actually no need to perform any dharma or any religious activities. Why? Because they thought, okay, even if you go to temple or worship God, if it helps you to be a moral person, then there can be, you know, order and peace in society. In case some people want to worship some imaginary God, let them imagine somebody to be God and let them worship and follow some rules and regulations so society can be at peace. Like that the atheistic people think. And as far as artha is concerned, they say, plan well and work hard, you can make money in life. You don't need to go to God for money. And as far as kama, pleasures are concerned, they say, once you work hard and make money, throw peanuts and get monkeys. In this way, throw money and people will be at your beck and call. There will be servants, servant maids, houses, you can get chartered plane, everything you can have simply by throwing money. In this way, just eat, drink and be merry. This is the philosophy of the atheists. So, Prithu Maharaj opposed this philosophy and he disproved this philosophy. He told them that as far as dharma is concerned, the atheistic people think there is no need of dharma or performing any pious activity. So he said that there are differences amongst people. Somebody is rich, somebody is poor. Somebody is healthy, somebody is sick. Somebody is black, somebody is white. Somebody is born in a low family or high family. All these differences are there because of dharma. One who performs dharma and accrues punya, he gets a handsome body, he becomes wealthy, he leads a happy life, and he is born in a very high class family and all these things. In this world we can clearly see, Prabhupada says in the West, if you travel, even you find that nature flourishes and you get abundant facilities and everything, and people live lavish lives, they have handsome bodies and everything because of the previous punya. While preaching in America, Prabhupada told the American boys and girls that you all have handsome bodies and you have abundant wealth and you have no anxiety like some of the Indians may have such anxiety. But he said, but you cannot afford to misuse this facility that you have received now. Like Nalakur Manigreev, they were born in a stinking rich family, but by misusing that they had to get the body of trees. So Prabhupada gave them that warning. In the same manner, in India, people were given a lot of opportunity to do dharma and be Krishna conscious, but when they become materialistic, then for whom much is given, much is also expected. So then therefore they become poverty stricken by misuse of the facilities given by the Lord. It's like the Prabhupada was saying. So when we by not doing dharma and by performing sinful activities, one gets a sickly body, one is born in a slum, and one is poverty stricken, one has ugly look and all those things. One has legal implications and all those things. So the dharma elevates, or non-performance of dharma degrades. Because in Vishnu Purana, it is said, Ata pumbirdvija sreshta varnashama vivagashah sva anushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. All the varnashrama activities performed by the eight classes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, they all are offerable to Lord Vishnu. Because ultimately, all the things in this world, whether it is material energy or spiritual energy, is all coming from the Supreme Lord. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam, from whom everything has come, to that person we should offer. For example, make this observation yourself. In our body, you will see that when you take some eatables and put in the belly, and then you will find that the belly nourishes all the different limbs of the body. Similarly, in the family, the children who are obedient to the parents, they serve the father, mother, and then they in turn get nourishment from the parents. Similarly, the people in a country pay tax to the, you know, prime minister of the country, and in turn they get nourishment and maintenance and everything. Similarly, the ocean gives water to the clouds in the sky, to the sun, and in turn the sun pours back through the clouds to offer welfare. In the same manner, you will find that by all living entities offering yajna to the Supreme Lord, ultimately they will stand to gain by that. And by not performing yajna for His pleasure, they will stand to perish. So, Prithu Maharaj very beautifully explained this to them, how if one accepts all the facilities, resources from God and just enjoys, eat, drink and marry, then he becomes a thief. And similarly he said, not only dharma, if you take artha, he said that in this world, somebody who works very hard doesn't make a big money. On the other hand, somebody who is an illiterate is born as a billionaire. You can see that. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. In Ahmedabad, when he was living, he said there was one doctorate student who was not able to get placed in any job. He was going in a bicycle selling soaps every day and making some money because everybody thought of him to be overqualified. On the other hand, Prabhupada says there was one Modi who was a very big businessman who was actually an illiterate. He hardly could put his signature. That Modi had, you know, thousands of one, something like you know, some 150,000 people working under him, and he was making crores of rupees, although he was an illiterate. So Prabhupada compares these two people and saying how in this nature it is very clearly seen that even a hard-working man, highly educated man, sometimes is not well placed, but a man who is illiterate makes so much money. That means it is not proportionate to your hard work that you make money. So even by sweating and fuming, one is not able to make money. So it is foolishness on the part of the atheist to think that simply by hard work one can make money. There is also daiva. So just as individual, there is karmavad and daivavad. So the atheistic people stick to karmavad. But the truth is a combination of the two. Our endeavor and Lord's grace ultimately brings everything. So he explained that also. Similarly, dharma, artha, kama. He explained the sense gratification that one gets or happiness one gets in life, that is also not proportionate to the money earned. There are many wealthy people who commit suicide. You don't find poor people committing suicide. Many wealthy people commit suicide, you can see that. Some people eat a lot of sleeping pills and they commit suicide, you can see that. If they have so much wealth, why don't they enjoy life? But they are unable to enjoy. Again, Prabhupada saw in one place, Prabhupada was staying in one place. Opposite to that, he saw there was one hand cart in which a man was selling bhaji, pakoda and such kinds of items. And there was a baby also who was lying on the hand cart. And the man had put his baby there on the side and he was selling. And his wife was sitting below and she was cooking everything. She was cooking these items and giving to husband. And husband was selling. And Prabhupada used to stay opposite, in the opposite building. He was watching from there. And Prabhupada was making a comment. I saw that this wife was a very submissive wife. She cooked and gave him and this fellow sold. morning for some 2-3 hours, evening 2-3 hours. And Prabhupada said, I always saw them smiling happily. Although they are poor people, they had abundant happiness. On the other hand, Prabhupada said, there are millionaires who have no happiness. So, the happiness is awarded. Happiness is not a result of one's money. Some people think, you know, if I get a car, I'll become happy. There is one soap in India that advertised, Lifebuoy. If you use Lifebuoy soap, you become happy. I don't know what is the connection between soap and happiness. So in this way, fools think that if you have more money, you can be happy. Money doesn't bring happiness. Actually, we have to have Sukriti in the past to feel happiness now. In fact, the root cause of our suffering is our past misdeeds. The root cause of suffering is not that you are poor now. It's our past misdeeds. So the past misdeeds bring present suffering, and our present misdeeds will bring future suffering. So Prithu Maharaj explained all this. In this way, also it is seen in this world, it is not that you have money, you can throw money and get anything you want. It's not that anything you can get simply by having money. For example, there was one very handsome cinema actor in South India who claimed that he is going to marry the most beautiful actress in the entire world. But at one time he went with some of his friends to a forest. He went deeper and deeper in the forest and he came across some tribals. So when he misbehaved with one tribal woman, then all the tribals came to attack him. They said, we will cut off your head unless you marry her. And he was forced to marry her. And the next day in newspaper, there was a big photo of this cinema actor along with his tribal wife. Tribal wife had all kinds of things on her face. So you can see, therefore it is said, marriages are decided in heaven, it is said. Therefore you will find that sometimes a handsome man can get an ugly wife, or a very beautiful goddess of fortune like woman can get an ugly husband. And nobody can control these things. You can desire, but ultimately things are not in your hands. So Prithu Maharaj explained that fools think that simply by having money you can do what you want in life. No. What to speak of what you want, the very same money can become your enemy. For example, imagine a rich man possessing crores of rupees suddenly is attacked. It really happened. In Pune, there was one very big company owner. We used to try to go to his home. He had a big house with a big door, beware of dogs. Very difficult to go. Many times we tried calling his assistant secretary and we would never get entry. 2-3 times we tried, we couldn't go. But one day he was going from Pune to Bombay in his car in daylight, afternoon time, like 11 o'clock or something. But he was carrying 20 lakhs with him. Because business people handle loose money sometimes like that. Somehow some thieves came to know. In the express highway, some 5-6 thieves, you know, with big sticks in the hand. Some of them are having big knife also, sharp knives. They confronted him and the car suddenly was stopped. And then they, you know, battered the door and demanded, give the money. So the man was afraid seeing sharp shining knives in the hands. So he immediately picked up the bag and gave it to them. So one of the thieves was asking another, hey, what should we do now? Should we kill him or let him go? So one of the thieves said, hey, finish him, otherwise he will go to police, he said. Another fellow said, chodo, leave him. Anyway, the money has come now, we will push off from here, he said. So they had difference in opinion. And the driver of the car was watching what he is saying, what he is saying. And the owner said, he caught hold of the driver's ear and said, hey, rush the car now. Immediately that fellow took a U-turn and rushed back to Pune. And this fellow's life was saved. So after he reached Pune, immediately he made a phone call to us, to the ISKCON temple. So we went to his house. My Lord, he had become so afraid of his life. He could not speak for a long time. When two of our brahmacharis, we went to meet him. I thought he was breathing still. Evening. He said, Swamiji, where is that mala? Please kindly give the mala. He said, you know, 4 years ago you came. You know, I didn't have any time. I was so busy. Now I was about to die today. Now better I start chanting now. Death can come at any time. He said. So, That man told me on that day, I was proud that I am a crorepati, but that very same money was trying to become the cause of my death, he said. So it's not that by becoming wealthy you can become happy, rather money can bring you death also. If you read the 7th canto Bhagavatam, there are 14 ill effects of money given there. Avadhut Brahman section, 14 bad things that happen due to accumulating money. In fact, Narada Muni tells also, one should contemplate on the ill effects of money, not to become greedy, like that he says. Artha anarthaya ikshate lobham, he is saying. Lobham can be given up by contemplating on the ill effects of money. So, in this way, systematically Prithu Maharaj established that there is a supreme. So, the first step for any human being to do dharma is acceptance of a supreme. Then the second step is alignment with supreme. Alignment means following the laws of God. First of all, you have to accept that there is a God. And secondly, follow the laws of God. And thirdly, acting for the pleasure of God, which is called yajna. And fourthly, acting on behalf of God. So these four things are said in the scriptures that every human being is supposed to do, without which he can never become truly happy. It's not possible. Here you find Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, he says that I went here, I went there, I couldn't find Vishnu, who killed my brother. Actually, he wanted to kill Vishnu because Vishnu killed his brother. But he doesn't know what his brother did. His brother stole so much of gold from the earth that earth lost its balance and fell in the Garbhoda Koshan. And Lord Varaha had to reinstate in its orbit. And not only that, Hiranyaksha wanted to fight headlong with Lord Varaha. And not only that, before that, Hiranyaksha went around the world, you know, bragging about his own greatness. And he went to the Varuna Loka, and then he offered obeisances to Varuna Deva. And Varuna Deva thought, who is this humble person? Please get up, he said. And then he told Varuna Deva, my dear sir, I have come to beg you for some charity, he said. Oh, what do you want? Definitely I will give you. What do you want in charity? He said, I am looking for a combat. I come to fight with you. So I want a fight with you just now, he said. And then he took his gada. Ha ha ha, he laughed. So and Varuna Dev said, you see my dear friend, I am an old man. And I may not be a proper combat for you. But right now, one very great personality has appeared on the planet. He is called Varaha, Lord Varaha. He will be a good combat for you. And when you fight with him, he will give you such a death blow that when you lie on the ground, your body will become a foot for the jackals. Go and fight with him, he said. So, then this fellow came to fight with Varaha. And then there was a big fight and then he was defeated. Now Hiranyakashipu does not talk about that background of his brother. Actually, I was hearing Parampuja Radha Govind Maharaj in one lecture he was telling. When Agasura went to Vrindavan, you know, with unblinking eyes he was staring at Krishna. Here comes Krishna along with his covered boys, who is the killer of my brother and sister. He killed my sister Putana and he killed my brother Baka. Today I will kill him so that I can offer the waters, in ceremonial waters for my sister and brother who died. This fellow is so merciless in killing my brother and sister. Like that he said. So Maharaj, while commenting on this, he said, see, Krishna never came to Mathura to kill his sister Putana and kill his brother Baka. They came to Vrindavan. Not only they came to Vrindavan to dance with Krishna in Kirtan or something, I mean in like Rasa dance. They came to Vrindavan specifically, it is said, Kam Sena Prahita Ghora Putana Bala Ghatini Shishum Shachara Nignanti Puragram Avrajajishu. It is said Putana going village to village at last came to Vrindavan. She is trained by Kamsa. Kam Sena Prahita Ghora. Trained and commissioned by Kamsa. Prahita Ghora. Very cruel. Putana, Puta means pure, Na means not. Putana means now one who came with impure intentions. Balaghatini, killer of the children. Shishum Shachara Nignanti, she has been killing many children. And now she came to kill Krishna. And therefore Krishna killed him. That is not spoken by Agassur. See, he doesn't say why Putana was killed, why Baka was killed. Baka swallowed Krishna. That is not talking. He is saying, he killed my brother, he killed my sister, so I will kill him. Simply illogical. So, in the same manner here, Hiranyakashipu is speaking about his brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Vishnu, therefore I have to kill him. So in this way, the atheistic people have no sense. They simply, Prabhupada says, the atheistic people are not only in the modern times. Even in the ancient times, there were atheistic fellows like Charvak Muni. You know, Rinam Kritva, Gritam Pibet, Yavat Jivet, Sukham Jivet, Yasmin Bhutasya, Basmin Bhutasya, Dehasya, Kutaha Punaragamana Bhavet. So this kind of, you know, as long as you live just with ghee, cook nice items and eat and sleep, who has seen the next birth? This kind of atheistic people were there even in the ancient times also. But those who are fortunate, therefore there are Dushkritinas, there are Sukritinas. Dushkritinas are atheistic people and Sukritinas are pious people. So there is Nastik, Astik, Bhakta. Three categories of people. The Nastik people are atheistic people who do not follow the Vedas. The Astik are those who accept the word of God. You see, in Bible, in the Genesis, there is a statement which says, in the dawn of creation, there was word of God and word is God, it is said. So the devotees of God take the word of God as good as God himself. Karma brahmod bhavam viddi brahmakshara samad bhavam. Because the Shabda Brahma has come from Lord, it is not different from Lord. So devotees of God think, how can I do this? God is watching me. God says, don't do this, so I cannot do this. So they faithfully follow the word of God. And such people will get internal vision. Tada tada pashyati vastu sukshmam. In the 11th canto, Lord tells Uddhava that those who faithfully follow the Vedas and avoid sense gratification and act for the pleasure of God, they will get the eyes to see the subtle truths in the creation, namely the soul, the super soul, the loving relationship between the two, and how the Lord is the source of everything and everyone. Without Him, not even a blade of grass can move. Even in the dawn of creation, when all the jivas had come to this world, all the material energy was ready, nothing was moving until the super soul entered the universe. Without His presence, nothing moves. Even a blade of grass cannot move. And that is proven by the Lord. So, such devotees of God get the internal vision. And then that leads us to the second paragraph where Prabhupada says about Yadgatva Nanibartante Taddama Paramamama. See, Hiranyakashipu is saying that it seems that Lord Vishnu has gone to that abode of Yama from where one never returns. Like that he is talking. Prabhupada is giving another meaning. There is one more abode where if you go, you never come back. That is the spiritual abode. Yadgatva Nivartante Taddama Paramamama. You see, Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad were poles apart. It is Naradama and Narottama. Prahlad was Narottam and Hiranyakashipu was Naradham. And see the remarkable difference. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, tell me, where is your God? I don't find him anywhere, just like here. Prahlad said, my dear father, why do you say so? I see my Lord Vishnu everywhere. Therefore, if you write Hiranyakashipu's statement, God is nowhere. And Prahlad put a line between N-O-W and where. So God is now here. So while Prahlad said God is now here, Hiranyakashipu said God is nowhere. So they both had argument like this. And then Hiranyakashipu said, see Prahlad, you have been cheating me all these days. The God is everywhere and I tried to punish you and kill you by so many agents and I couldn't. Now I will take it upon my own hands. And he took a sword and came dashing towards Prahlad that I will cut off your head today unless you show me your favorite person Vishnu, where he is. Imagine if some asura who is ruling all the three worlds with a big sword comes dashing to cut off your head. At least we will cry, isn't it? At least we will want to run away from there, from the back doors or somewhere. Or at least we will lift another sword to confront him, isn't it? Or at least we will bow down and tell him, sir, I salute to you. Om Hiranyakashipuve Namaha. No? Now I will accept whatever you say. Correct, no? At least we will become angry. Why are you doing such child abuse? At least, no? Because I can't go to police, because Papa is the police, Father is the police. You are the government. At least you will speak like, but Prahlad didn't do any of these things. Prahlad just tolerated and he smiled and told the father, you are asking where is my eternal friend Vishnu? He is everywhere, my father. And then Hiranyakashipu asked, where are you getting the strength from by which you have the audacity to rule over me and speak like this? And Prahlad said, my dear father, the source of my strength and source of your strength is only one, and that is Lord Vishnu, he said. Vishnu, 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 again the same Vishnu. He said, and then when he shouted like this, Prahlad said, my dear father, many great kings in the past who did not control their mind and senses, they pitiably died due to being Ajitendriya. Don't follow in their footsteps. Control your mind and senses and surrender to Lord Vishnu, he said. Then he became even more angry. Prahlad, you say that you are more sense controlled than me and you have the audacity to advise your father. And then he said, you have been cheating me, saying Vishnu is everywhere. Now let us have one spot. Tell me, in this pillar, is your Vishnu existing? Like that he pointed out your pillar and asked, because he knew that he was supervising the construction. He only constructed the pillar with RC concrete and reinforced bars, and he didn't put any Narsingadev inside. So he said, is your Vishnu present here? Prahlad said, definitely. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has written, when Lord Vishnu heard that Prahlad is saying, I am going to be in this pillar, it is my duty to be present in the pillar, Lord felt, to fulfill the words of my devotee. Immediately Narsingadev entered the pillar, invisibly. And he was present there, waiting to jump out of the pillar. And see, in our Pune temple, we conducted a Narsingha Chaturdashi festival drama. So there were three pillars, one there, one here, and one in the center. But the central pillar was stout. So all the children had assembled in the front. Whenever there is drama, they come, you know. And all the children, one child was saying, hey, tell me, from which pillar Lord is going to come out? So one child said that one, one child said this, another child said, I am fully confident it's from the central pillar only. And other children said, how do you say? See, the thermocol is slightly open, Narsingadev is seen. One child was saying. So, do you think Prahlad saw like that? No. Prahlad had a Premanjana Charita with which he was seeing Lord Narsimha. And when Hiranyakashipu broke open the pillar, out came Lord Ugranarsimha jumping out of the pillar. So you can see, for atheistic people, they get to see the Lord at the time of death. And at that time, it is too late for them to surrender. So therefore, they pitiably die to go on with the course of one more birth and death cycle. And the second one, third one, fourth one, and so on. Whereas the devotees of God are very blessed and fortunate, even in the very early stage, seeing the creation of God, seeing His hand in His creation, devotees from all parts of the world you will see, all caste, creed, color, nationality, all across the globe you can see, there are suras, there are asuras. Suras means those are faithful to God. And those are faithful to God, accept the saintly persons, accept the scriptures, accept God's instructions, and they faithfully follow. And eventually, like Kunti Maharani says, Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti vikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha tayeva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Oh my dear Lord, those who hear about you, those who glorify you, those who remember you, those who delight in seeing others doing so, they definitely see your lotus feet. So that's what we should do, to see the Lord's lotus feet at every moment. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.